Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
RadioAFS.com. It's the show that educates and not eradicates. Welcome to The Beating Drum, the premier Native American radio show that is preserving and restoring positive Native imagery and sports in the American mainstream. Call in at 646-668-8467 to talk with your host, Barlin Steve.
What is going on? The Beating Drum on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. You got Farmer, and you got the trusty host here with me also. We got Steve. Steve, how are we doing on this great Saturday afternoon / evening?
Well, I don't know how great it is. It's the weather here has been pretty crappy. So, but...
You know, Steve, I can actually say here we've been in about the 80s, 90s here in the great inland northwest in Washington State, and I'm digging on it because, you know, it's definitely been a long spring, long wet spring.
Yeah, it's been hot here. We've had a couple days of pretty, I wouldn't say severe. It's nothing like major hot, but hotter than I was ready for. So today's a little bit cooler. It's been kind of cloudy and overcast with a little bit of rain. So it's been kind of a weird day. It's added to the overall down vibe. But, you know, it is what it is.
So right?
Oklahoma, springtime.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, I'm just happy that the rain has ceased to exist here in the great state of Washington, and I can start working on my farmer's tan.
Yeah, I bet you need one too, right?
I do, my man. It's been a long, cold winter here in Washington. So it's nice to have you back, brother. It's, those long two weeks with the cohort in crime, per se.
Yeah, it's weird. It's been, you know, two actual official shows that I haven't been around for, but just, you know, life gets in the way sometimes, and you have to kind of figure out what you got to do to make things work. So hence the reason why we made the change on our days here.
Well, yeah, most definitely. That's why I said, you know, almost happy Friday, but it's actually Saturday. So, ladies and gentlemen who's listening to the show, you can find us on all different sorts of media platforms. The major one where we do a lot of our communication is on Facebook. Just give us a search there. Type in The Beating Drum Radio Show. Give us a like. Give us a follow. We'll say thank you for every single one of you that has liked us. You can also find us on Twitter. Again, same thing there. Just in your search bar, find The Beating Drum. Just type it in and give us a follow. We'll follow you back. We'll tweet you. You tweet us, and we share this particular message. Or if you just want to find us all over, you can go on Google and type in The Beating Drum Radio Show, and it'll pull up here us on Blog Talk. It'll also pull us up on iTunes. That is right. The Beating Drum is now on iTunes under Radio AFS. You can go all the way back, I believe, 2 years of roughly 2 years of Beating Drum, a year and a half of the Beating Drum Radio Show, which is awesome. So you can listen to how much we have improved as a radio show or not improved. It just kind of depends on who you are and what you're actually listening for in the Beating Drum Radio Show. And give us a follow, give us a like, and talk to us, share our message, because without our family and friends, it's just two guys here, Steve and myself, talking to each other. Right, Steve?
Absolutely. Without the people that call in and listen to us and what's the word I'm looking for? Oh God, I can't remember the word I was going to say. I just lost my train of thought. Without people talking to us, and you know, actually conversing with us, then it's really pointless. So, yeah.
Most definitely, Steve. You know, it's great to have this dialogue there on the Beating Drum Radio Show. Under all of our posts, and you know, Steve, your Monday Night Live videos have just been blowing up. I don't know if you saw the last one. You're just shy of, I want to say, 3,200 people have viewed that lovely face of yours.
Well, I mean, that's awesome. 3,200 people have looked at my face. You know, sorry, I'm not better looking, but for all the people that have, you know, shared it or commented or liked it, whatever you did, you know, hey, much appreciated. We need that interaction, and I hope more people spread the message and, you know, help us get out there and put the name out there and start to bring some actual attention to what we're doing here, because, you know, we need the people to push that for us, because we can't always be everywhere. So we need everybody else to help us push the message and get involved. So share it around and, that you know, go from there.
Most definitely, Steve. And I apologize for everyone who's actually on hold on our new time slot. Our nice, lovely phone girl, phone lady, actually got called into work. And so for the people that are actually waiting to hear her lovely voice, she is unable to make this particular show, but she will be back next Saturday. So, Steve, before we dive into this whole LSU debacle and the removal of Southern statues, and also, you know, what's going on in the Not Your Mascots world. And seems like indigenous ladies are being shipped on ships and sold into sex slavery and everything else like that. So we're going to get here to this particular caller. So caller from the 269, you are live with Farmer and Steve. How we doing?
Hello?
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 Yes, hello.
This is Sally from Pawpaw.
Hey, Sally. How you doing, girl?
I'm trying to get ready for my grandson's wedding that we're going to have here in a couple weeks at our house.
Right on.
But I
so
just
what's
to let
going
you...
on?
Well, I was
Go
up
ahead.
North a couple weeks ago, and I usually don't answer my phone when I don't know the phone number, but for some reason I did, and it was from White Pigeon, Michigan. And it was from the school board's president, wanted to know how we were doing, and said he would welcome those people coming down there to try to take their mascot, which I don't know if they have one, but their name, which I believe they're the chief or chieftains. And I said, I told him I wouldn't wish that on anybody, but I wish they'd leave us alone, because he said they'd run them right out of town.
Where was this at?
White Pigeon, Michigan.
Gotcha.
The letter that I sent out to the 35 schools, the superintendent from that school gave it to him, and he said they have a 1,000% package from their superintendent, unlike us, and he was the president of the school board and all the school board members. They said there is no way that they will ever change that name.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said. I guess they have a statue. I'm sorry. I guess they have a statue down in White Pigeon of the chief, and I can't think of what he told me his name was, and that they still have contact with his relatives that come down to White Pigeon, and they hold a big festival or something, and they teach basket weaving and all that stuff. So they really have the backing for them to keep it.
So they actually have some sort of interaction with the tribe, and the tribe stands with them.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was. I was amazed. And I did send him an email thanking him for his support. And I have to go back and look because I thought I put the radio. I know I mentioned it to him, but I don't know if I sent him the number or not. So I'm going to have to go back and look. I've just been kind of busy trying to get ready for this upcoming wedding.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if he were to reach out to us, you know, and talk to us if he wants to come on the show or if he just wants to, you know, talk to us off the air, that'd be great. We'd love to hear from him.
Yeah. Well, and I also did tell him that, you know, Kim had been going up to the school board meetings in Lansing, and he said he did write our state superintendent of the school board. He did write him a letter, and he did say, you know, maybe we all need to get together and go up there or do something proactive about keeping our names. So I said, that sounds like a good idea. And I think it would come better from him being on a school board to the other school boards than just me or Tim, you know, saying, hey, we need to stick together. We need to get going on this.
Yeah, people need to just, you know, start joining up and taking the initiative and actually getting out there and not doing this by themselves. This needs to be a concerted effort. If you have someone like him who, you know, is from a different school, but says, look, you know, we're working with the tribes and we have support, you know, you should really listen to these people. And then, you know, I think that that's a great thing. Need more people like that.
Well, I'm going to get back with him probably this week. Like I said, I've just been kind of busy, and I'm going to get back with him. And I did give Kim his number. I hadn't got it to Kat yet, but I'm going to try and call him back because he was getting ready to go to our school board meeting. So I didn't have long to talk to him. And, of course, my phone breaks up north really bad. So,
right.
of course, it breaks up here at my house, too. So if I lose you, I really didn't hang up on you.
That's all right, Sally. Yeah. But, yeah, definitely have that particular school board member up at that particular school. Definitely follow us on Facebook and message the show there. And hopefully we can get him on and talk and try to set something up. It sounds like he has an awesome thing going. And, he's absolutely right. I think every single school that is Native American themed or has imagery and names, they should bind together as a brotherhood and a sisterhood. The schools, the fan bases, and everything else like that, they really need to become a one family in that particular state and go to your elected school board officials there for the actual state and say, hey, we come together as schools that may be rivals or non-rivals, but we as a collective will not stand for this particular harassment from any of these particular hate groups. It's something that I believe every single state and every single school needs to do, is needs to come together and go to their elected officials at the state level and really, really pound it home and say, hey, we as the people do not appreciate outsiders coming into our town, coming into our schools, and running amok and vandalizing and everything else.
Yeah, they're just crazy. You've seen the videos that Kim posted from when they protested at a baseball game. And it just broke my heart, you know, for those kids that had to listen to that. Because they sure are mean.
They're ignorant.
Yeah,
and they're
definitely,
you know,
very, very ignorant.
Yeah, they're bullying the kids, and they talk about us. Well, you know, that one went under after my grandson last year at that soccer game, and I can probably say it's a good thing I wasn't there because I would probably have needed bail money.
But you know, here's the awesome thing. Here's the awesome thing, Sally, is that nobody addressed them. Nobody confronted them. They acted like they weren't even there. And what happened?
Yeah.
They took their ball and they went home. They didn't get the reaction that they thought that they were going to get, which
right.
in my eyes, that is a 100% win because nobody went up to them and started a confrontation, and they were just
right.
ignored like they didn't even exist. So I look
well,
at that except- as a big win because it just shows them as ignorant people.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. I think it was M Live did an article. I don't think they had any film, but, and they were talking about it in their comments. I was reading the comments and it's like one guy got on there and my husband had already said it. Well, how many people are offended by the name Giant? And the one guy says, well, you know, I'm a big guy and I've been called all that life and I'm offended by that. Maybe they should change their name. And I just about cracked up laughing. It's like, oh my God. But I think he put it out there just sarcastically, you know.
Right.
Not really meaning it, but, you know, I said that on a comment down here and got a big fight going about one of our school board members. I said, I wonder how they would feel, or maybe they don't realize, about his last name being Lynch. You know, there could be a lot of people offended by that.
Well, there's always something for somebody to be offended
yeah.
by.
Yeah, I was just trying to
exactly.
make a point with that kid that was on there.
Well,
I
all
said,
right,
you
Miss
know,
Sally.
That's my dad's,
there
that's
you
my
are.
Dad's name, Will.
All right,
yeah.
Miss Sally, again, we appreciate you calling in to the show. You're kind of breaking up a little bit. So, again, I want to thank you for calling into the beating drum. And definitely let that school board member know where he can find the Beating Drum radio show.
I will, but he's not on Facebook because I asked him that. But I will send him the information where he could call.
Perfect. Exactly. Thank you.
Okay. You guys have a good week. Weekend
you too.
And we talk to you later.
All right,
all right,
Sally. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, that was Sally from Pawpaw. I believe, Steve, that's her first time calling in. So Sally, thank you so much for the information about that particular school board member up there in the North Peninsula of Michigan. And we look forward, Steve and I and the Beating Drum staff actually looks forward to talking with him. So, Steve, you know, Bob and I, you know, 2 weeks ago or so, didn't actually get a chance to talk about the, we'll just say, rally against the Pawpaw Redskins there in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I guess my big issue with this whole thing over there is that the Kalamazoo School District refused to address the Pawpaw Redskins as the Pawpaw Redskins, and they just called them Pawpaw.
Of course they did. Because they're a bunch of cowards too. I mean, all that does is it shows you how that school district over there is probably, yeah, they're probably working with these protesters and they're all on the same page. And, you know, I wouldn't put it past them to later, you know, down the line, find out that they're actually working together. It wouldn't surprise me one little bit.
Yeah, it just was ridiculous in the superintendent's quoting, you know, his release of why they were doing it is because, yes, we have Native American students here in the Kalamazoo School District, and we didn't want to offend them.
So stupid. It's like,
so
oh,
now
we
have... Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, and now, sorry, now we have elected officials that are speaking for kids and not letting the young adults actually speak for themselves.
Oh, of course. You know, they're trying to, by the school board making that decision without actually hearing from anybody in the town to see if they really truly are offended by that, they're like planting a seed of doubt in these students' heads. They're saying you may not be offended, but you should be because we're telling you should be. And that's how it starts. It only takes that little bit of seed and then it starts to grow and it turns into, you know, that hate and that ignorance that you're seeing out of these protesters. it's trying to shield people from words that they don't like. And you, in doing that, you're actually causing a bigger problem. You're making it worse rather than actually sitting down and trying to address the issue and say, look, why do you feel this way? Okay, well, let's kind of work together. They're just trying to outright keep it from them and keep them shielded, which only makes it worse.
Oh, you know, Steve, you've always said that it's indoctrination of it. So, you know, it's true. And shame on the Kalamazoo, which Native American school district, for that. I'm very disappointed in the Kalamazoo school board. But, you know, who am I? I'm just a guy here on the radio, and everyone has their own words and their own their own thing. But don't speak for people. The only thing that you can speak for that particular superintendent is yourself. You may feel that it's a bad word, but don't be speaking for your school board. Don't be speaking for the students, and definitely do not be speaking for the parents of that particular school district. Sorry.
Yeah, I agree. It's the school board of Kalamazoo. They're trying to make this. I mean, in a lot of ways, they're trying to make it about them. They're saying, look, we feel this way, so, you know, we're going to try to change it for ourselves. And it's like, wait a minute. It's not about you. You say, well, you have students that may be affected. Has anyone actually really registered a complaint? You know, have any of the students come out and said, look, we're playing the Redskins on Saturday. I don't want to play because I don't agree with their name. Well, if there were no students who actually – you know, registered a complaint, then where are you coming from? And who are you to basically censor, you know, using the name of the team if nobody actually lobbied up a complaint? So, you know, you're making all this speculation that someone may be offended, but you don't really know if they are or aren't. So it just doesn't make any sense.
Steve, in this whole, not your mascot people and the NAACP and everyone else like that, if it made sense, well, they wouldn't be doing it. So to them, none of this makes sense. So, you know, it just fits them, I guess.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. I mean, there's so many different things that I think about when I see this. I'm like, I don't understand it, you know?
Yeah.
And at the core basis, I mean, what does this change? It doesn't change anything. It doesn't help anybody. It's not changing anything for the better. It's not making the world a better place. They like to lie to themselves and say that they're doing something good, because that's the social justice warrior mentality, is that they make themselves think that they're doing something good for the better cause, but they're really not. It's all just a big, you know, stomping on my feet and throwing a temper tantrum to gain attention. But it's not doing anything productive for the community, bottom line.
You know, Steve, I agree with you, and that was an awesome segue for, you know, this particular article that we posted on our page on May 29th, where First Nations women are being sold into sex trade on ships along Lake Superior. And that's, freighters crossing the Canadian in the U.S. borders on Lake Superior. So for any of those social justice warriors that actually want to make a difference in Native American lives, why don't you first start here? Why don't you first start at protecting our people and not letting them be sold into on ships? It's just, to me, I would have thought, Steve, that this particular article would have been blown up by all the other news outlets that we follow and also the mainstream media. But I can tell you that this particular article I saw it only posted on our particular page and one other, which was vice.com.
That's so crazy. I mean, that's a real legitimate problem. And where I live here in Oklahoma, we have I-40 that runs east to west right through the center of Oklahoma. And, human trafficking is a big issue that it comes through here a lot. And I'm not saying that, you know, we have people here that are kidnapping people and selling them, but there are a lot of arrests that are made pertaining to the trafficking of humans. And it seems like for some reason, we tend to get a lot of people coming through Oklahoma that are, you know, doing that sort of thing. And a lot of that's because of, you know, the interstate and it goes east to west coast and whatnot. But human trafficking is a very, very real problem that a lot of people, I think out of just because of their own ignorance, they choose to ignore because they don't know how to address it. They don't know what to think about it. What can we do to fight it? Well, by turning a blind eye, that's not going to help it. That only makes it worse. You're only enabling the problem. And for these people who selectively choose to say, I'm going to make a difference by protesting against school names and ignoring something like this, shows you exactly how off base their rational thinking is, which it's not rational at all. It's completely erratic and irrational, but this is a real problem with real world effects that really in true essence hurts people. This is a real problem. So
it definitely is, Steve. And, you know, I'm not trying to just say, you know, that, you know, First Nation women and children and babies are our priority. That don't let's not get that twisted, ladies and gentlemen. I think any race in any person that is being kidnapped and sold into whatever shape or form definitely needs to be a focus on. You know, the reason why I'm bringing this up is these not your mascot people are trying to do justice and trying to save, you know, whatever dignity that they have and try to make indigenous lives better. But yet you do not see a single post regarding Native Americans being trafficked on any single one of their Facebook pages and or their Twitter pages. So like Steve said, it just shows you that they really do not care about Native Americans. They only care about themselves and their self-gratification of saying, you know what, yes, I took down this school. It's not a we thing with them. It's I did it. I did it. I did this. I made them do it. But here on the Beating Drum Radio Show, it doesn't matter if it's Native Americans or, you know, the Southern statues. We care about everyone. And this just – it bugs me, Steve, that this isn't talked more on mainstream radio or mainstream media, just in general.
Yeah, I don't know why the media would choose to ignore this, because this is, you know, this is a serious problem. And as far as, you know, these protesters choosing to go after schools, you know, with these people, they're all about easy victories. And there are no easy solutions to fixing the human trafficking problems. There's no clear-cut solution. How do we fix that and make this, you know, not a problem anymore? So I think a lot of people tend to just kind of look the other way because they don't know how to offer up any type of a solution. But it's easy for them to say, well, this is racist and I'm going to go protest. And, you know, if the school changes, then it's, you know, it's over and done with for their side of it anyhow. So, you know, it's a selective choosing of what they want to put their time and effort into. And I think it's so sad and so shameful that these people would rather go out and protest schools over baseball team names or whatever than issues like this, you know, where people are being kidnapped and sold into slavery. And that's the ironic thing about it, is that they also sit here and talk about, oh, white people are guilty of, you know, having slaves and all this other garbage. Yet you have people here who are actually being sold into legitimate slavery, and they're doing nothing to address that.
So you are 100. I don't either, Steve. You know, and it's kind of like, you know, you brought this up, I believe, on your live feed, is either this week or last week, you know, about the tribe, I want to say, was up in Canada, Ontario-ish. Don't quote me on that, where that particular nation actually caused for a state of emergency because there was 100 and I want to say it was like 125 attempted suicides in that on that particular reservation. And again, you did not see a single thing on any of these Not Your Mascot hate groups pages. So again, it just tells us here at the Beating Drum Radio Show that these guys don't really care about real Native American issues.
No, because if they did, they would have been out there doing something, but they don't care. And that's the problem. You know, there's like this misinterpretation of their intentions. And because people are very blinded nowadays, they don't want to do the digging and try to see what's really going on. The average outsider goes, oh, well, they're just trying to stop people from using offensive words and images. But when you get to the real core issue, you find out that these people are all a bunch of hypocrites. They say, oh, we care about Native problems and we're trying to stop the genocide of our people. Yet when there's actual legitimate genocide happening and real issues that are at hand, they're nowhere to be found. They don't even have an opinion. But God help you, if there's a school named the Redskins or the Indians, well, all of a sudden, they come out in droves.
Steve, I agree with you 100%. It's they have their false ideas of what's going to help them and help their people. And it's not their people because they only speak for them. And, you know, Steve, I've had numerous of people say, well, who do you speak for, Farmer? I'm like, I speak for myself. I can't speak for Steve. I can't speak for the staff of the Beating Drum Radio Show. I can speak for me. And if they tell me, Farmer, it's okay, you can say on behalf of me or on behalf of this or on behalf of that, because we do actually have people, nations and everything else like that, that say, yes, you speak for us, but I can only speak for me. And that's one thing that these Not Your Mascot hate groups, the NAACP, and all these other groups out there, because they're like spawning like wood ticks, and it's ridiculous that they say, we speak for all people. No, you don't. You only speak for you. And that's what you need to remember when you're dealing with these Not Your Mascot hate groups and or these social justice warriors. Is that when they say they speak for everyone, they truly only speak for them.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't sit here and say you speak for every single person in the world. That's ridiculous, first and foremost. And if anybody thinks enough of themselves that they can sit here and, you know, claim that they speak for all people, then I would call into question their motives, because someone with honest, good intentions are not going to go into it and say that they do it on behalf of every single person in the world. That's such a arrogant mindset to think you're so important that you're like the ambassador for everybody's problems. You know, it's such a twisted, sick mindset and mental state that these people carry. I think that's why we don't understand it. We can't relate to it, is because we're not mentally ill. And that's what it is.
Oh.
It's a mental sickness.
Oh, Steve, I love you, man. It's it is, though. It's true.
I mean, these people are just, man, they're off their meds. They need something for their pain.
Xanax? Xanax?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. You know what it is? It's called not being a freaking psycho and not being indoctrinated and brainwashed, you know? And unfortunately, I just don't I don't know what the cure to that is.
You know, Steve, I wish I knew what the cure for that, but, you know, you can't cure stupid. I'm sorry. We just can't.
No, because if you had the cure for it, I'm pretty sure that they would that'd be like the number one cure on the market. So everybody would be trying to buy that up.
Ain't that the truth? Well, all right, guys, here on the Beating Drum Radio Show on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army, we're going to pay a few bills, play a song. Give us a call here, 646-668-8467. We'll be right back here on the Beating Drum Radio Show.
Now, a word from our sponsors.
Bob's Big Bend Bowling. Stop by for some awesome food and bowling fun at Bob's Big Bend Bowling, located at 119 East Main Avenue, Ritzville, Washington. Or call ahead to reserve your lanes today at 509-659-0540. Open Monday through Fridays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's Bob's Big Bend Bowling. Detroit Rock City Promotions, everything you need for your party, wedding, show, or event. DJ services, tent setup, table and chairs, mobile stages, sound and lighting, photography, on-staff reverend. Book DRCP Army today at 810-627-9773. That number again is 810-627-9773. Or find us on the web at DetroitRockCityPromotions.com.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours first. Let's compare scars, I'll tell you whose is worse. And let's unwrite these pages and replace them with our own words. We live on front porches and swing life away. We get by just fine here on living the way. If love is a labor, I'll stay till the end. I won't cross these streets until you hold my hand.
And now, back to the Beating Drum with Farmer and Steve.
Welcome back to the Beating Drum on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. You got Farmer, you got Steve. Steve, I don't believe I've actually played that song before, so it's a good jam, my man. So awesome song choice.
Yeah, no problem. That's what I do.
See what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when Steve is here. Good music is played. And I'm not saying that Hip Hop Trash Man by Frame Freak Omega wasn't good, because it was good. I actually got a message from him, and he said thank you for playing a song. So, but definitely a different style. So, Steve, thank you so much for coming back and setting the show straight again.
You bet. Like I said, it's what I do.
Right.
It's the only thing I contribute to this show.
You contribute more than what you know, sir. If you are breathing or on any social media platforms, I am sure you have seen this next story that Steve and I are going to cover here for probably the remainder of the show, because I know Steve has some great things to talk about this, as do I. And I did a midweek live feed on that, short and sweet, and kind of a caveat for what was going to be said here on our show. But we've posted this on the Beating Drum Facebook page and on Twitter page, where now these social justice warriors, not your mascot hate people, are now going after the Louisiana State University's name their mascot symbol the Tigers. They named it during the height of Jim Crow South. This was a time when black men feared for their lives and were treated as some human. This symbol is most prevalent Confederate symbol in the United States.
Whew, well, that's the first paragraph of this petition. Right. That's what
right.
they're saying.
Right, right, right.
That's not what we're saying.
Correct. This is in this petition that we had to put on our page so people could see this idiotic thing. This next paragraph, Steve, in this petition, these harmful white males choose a tiger as a symbol to honor a Confederate regiment called Louisiana Tigers. They were known for their their violence on and off the battlefield. They were just as violent to the black slaves they owned, and later more violent ones to the slaves they set free. Excuse me? I'm done reading right now because I'm flabbergasted. I would have never thought that a tiger was a symbol of the Confederate and or where black people feared a tiger. Hell, if you're brown, white, purple, blue, you better fear a tiger there, Steve.
Yeah, well, so, you know, number one, here's two things that I'm going to take away from this. Number one, they said that that last line where they said, you know, these people were, you know, being, you know, basically mistreating slaves if they were kept in slavery, and they were even more so hurtful to people who were set free, or harmful, or whatever the word was. Like, how, so if you're a slave and you're, you know, actually within, like, the, you know, the chains of slavery, that's bad. But if you're free, it's even worse for you. That makes no sense. So I don't, that whole sentence just doesn't make any sense to me. And number two, if tigers are supposedly like representative of a racist movement, then, and let's go out on a branch here. Siegfried and Roy,
careful,
they're
Steve.
Yeah, they're the two tiger tamers. So if a tiger mauls a person, does that mean the tiger is racist against?
No, Steve.
You know, I know, right? So that's the kind of mentality that we're talking about here. People that are so out there, it doesn't make any sense to sit here and say that naming the school the Tigers is demeaning and hurtful and offensive towards, you know, black people or anybody that's not white. It's so stupid and so ridiculous. And I find it really, really shameful. And I hope that someone like, you know, from the school takes a stance on this and says, look, you guys need to basically piss off, because we're not going to hear this crap. We're not going to listen to you. So get lost. And I know how those LSU fans are, because they are diehard in the most craziest of ways for their Tigers. Cause I lived in Baton Rouge for a while. I can't imagine the school catering to this and cowering and giving into this at any point.
You know, Steve, exactly. And I've been kind of following this and joined a lot of LSU groups, and you know, our lovely phone lady is down there in Louisiana, so she's definitely getting more news on this than any of the social, you know, the mainstream news agencies. But for what I've been reading and for what I've been seeing is that this is a Black Lives Matter per se crusade, you know, against the Tigers of LSU. And I, again, me not seeing color or anything else like that, I would have never in a million years thought that a tiger was racist, or, you know, because the definition race, you got to be a race to have a racist mascot, right? Right, Steve? You got to have a race,
well,
right, somewhere?
No, I mean, it's not, it's the word racism only pertains to something that is geared towards a specific race of people. And
correct.
When you sit here and say a tiger is a racist symbol, how is that racist? Because it's an animal. Animals are not a race of the animal kingdom. They're a species, they're a class. So it's not a race. You can't sit here and say, if you have a tiger as your symbol or as your name, you're a racist. How? Show me how you come to that conclusion, because you can't. You can't prove that. That's absolutely improvable. And
right.
I don't even know how to explain that, because it's so stupid. I can't drag my brain far enough down inside the mud to get down to these people's level to try to explain it. I don't get it.
I can't either. And you know, there's some great comments on this particular thread of ours. They're like, well, I guess they'll soon be known as the LSU Daffodils. Go Dills, you know, or no one's going to be happy until every single name out there is a flower.
I think that it's much more than that. This is just, you know, that whole self-fulfilling, you know, very grandizing platform that people have put themselves upon to make themselves feel better about their lives. And I remember reading in that statement where whoever it was wrote this, they said, it's, you know, it's hard to be a black student on campus at LSU. And I was like, what? how is it hard to be a black student there? Because, like I said, I lived in Louisiana, and I lived in a rough part of Louisiana. It was actually hard to be a white person living in this little town because you were actually in the minority, and I've seen it firsthand. And so I've LSU is located, I believe, in Lafayette, and Lafayette by far is not a majority white town or city. I mean, it's just not. That's just basis. And that's, you know, that's reality because I've been there and seen it. And here's what I really find to be so sad about this is that I've driven through some of the roughest parts of Lafayette and seen exactly how poor some people are living. That should be something you should be addressing, not changing the LSU Tiger, because there are people who are really, really doing poor as far as their income goes and living in squalor. That's more important than this crap. And that just shows you that these privileged little snowflake students don't have a grip on what is going on in the world. They don't have a single care in the world other than going after garbage like this.
And, you know, Steve, I'm looking at this petition right now, and there are 610 people that support this.
Yeah, but how many of those people are from outside of Louisiana?
Again, not something that change.org allows us to look at.
Right. Because my point is that if this is a Black Lives Matter initiated campaign, then this is being shared in all those groups on Facebook. It's all over the United States. And it goes back to show you that these change.org petitions are basically ineffective and are not rooted in any type of evidence because anybody from anywhere can sign up for it. So it doesn't mean anything. You know, how many students out there actually on the campus of LSU are really, really offended? Maybe less than what, say a dozen? Maybe, if that. But, oh, there's 600 people across the United States because you have all these different Not Your Mascot and Black Lives Matter groups that are all coordinating in this.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I would assume, again, makes out of an ass out of everyone here if you spell out the word, but I would assume that if they did a poll of just random African Americans there at LSU and asked them, do you think this tiger is racist? I would bet my paycheck that 95%, and I think that's low, I would say 95% would say, what the F are you talking about? It's a tiger.
I'd be surprised if anybody found it offensive.
Well, right, but you know, I'd be willing to bet, you know, 2 weeks' wage, but you know, so I'm giving it a little buffer, you know, of 95%, because let's look at it this way: if the LSU Tigers is racist, well, how many other Tigers are out there in sports teams? Well, you got the Detroit Tigers, right?
Right. Cincinnati Bengals.
You have Cincinnati Bengals, yes. Black Panthers are okay, though. The Panthers are okay, though, because it says black in front of it.
Of course.
Sorry. You know, the Detroit Tigers, the Lions, that's a class of an animal, of same breed, right? Kind of.
They're all from the big cat family.
Right. The big cat family. So this is just listen to that for a minute and just how stupid does that sound? To me, it sounds pretty stupid.
Like I said, it shows you exactly how this is a mental disorder, that these people are just, they're not all there mentally. They're mentally incompetent. And so they say, well, they chose the LSU Tigers in the height of Jim Crow era. Okay, so does that mean that every other decision that was made in that time is also a racist, you know, detriment against somebody? Does that mean that if whatever it is, I don't even have an example to give you, but I'm saying that they're saying because someone made a decision regarding something in this time period, automatically that's a racist intent. So then what about all the other decisions on various other situations and discussions were made? Does it mean that those are also were all done out of some sort of like racist intent towards blacks. No, absolutely not. None of that is true. And for someone to try to make that correlation and say that, well, they chose this tiger because they were trying to run black people out of town. Where is your proof? See, that's the problem with these things, is that you can't prove any of this. This is all speculation, and it's all based on assumption. And there's no facts to back this up. And the sad part is that these schools are giving into this without looking into it and saying, you know what, I think you're wrong. We're not going to go on this road, so you just need to get over it. They're saying, you know what, maybe you're right. We need to change because someone lobbied a complaint. It's so stupid.
Right.
It's cowardice.
And I hope, Steve, I really, really hope that the president and the faculty of LSU just looked at this and said, and just bang their head on their desk, because that's all that needs to happen. This doesn't need any more publicity other than where it's going. You know, and the last time I checked, Steve, the Confederate Army never had any lions.
Right.
Chasing people, to my knowledge. To my knowledge, there aren't free lions in the United States of America. To my knowledge. Again, you know, people say, Farmer, you live in a small bubble, but to my knowledge, in the wilderness, there aren't any lions. There's cougars.
Well,
no lions.
You know, if it were me, let's say that I was the dean of this school and these idiots posed this to me and said, look, you know, you need to change your tiger or whatever for this reason. I'd say, okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to have an open forum on like a afternoon. If you're in support of changing the name because you think it's racist and you don't like it, then sure, be here at 4:00. They all show up. I'd say, okay, so everybody here is in favor of changing the name because they find it to be racist. Yes. Okay. Well, guess what? You're now all expelled from school. We will be gracious enough to have you removed from the premises because you voluntarily chose to come to this school. We didn't come to seek you out. You chose to come here. Remember, you asked to come here. We accepted you in. You took student loans, financial aid. You live on our campuses. We house you. We feed you. We give you services. And then you turn around and call us racist? Well, guess what? Now you're being removed from the premises. Good luck to you in your future endeavors. Have a great time when the world chews you up and spits you out because you're a little snowflake and you're going to melt under the heat of the real world. That's what needs to happen. There should not be a discussion of how do we fix this? How do we come to a middle ground? There should be no middle ground. These students should be removed from the school and be done away with, because if they're going to attack the school that they're basically getting all these services and you know, living off of, then what, you know, there's nothing stopping them from attacking anything else in this world that they're taking for granted or taking advantage of.
I agree. They go there, you know, it's not like you're forced to go to that particular university. You know, and the same thing could also be said for any of the other schools out there, you know, that feels that their name or symbol or anything else like that is racist towards people. You, like Steve said, choose to go there. You choose.
Choose is not a word.
Out of all. Chose. Chose. Sorry.
Chose.
Thank you. You chose to go to this school out of all the other schools in the NAA, or you know, in colleges and tech schools and your online schools, but yet you chose to go to this one. Yeah, like Steve says, shut the front door and it's just ridiculous. When I saw this come across, I just wanted to bang my head really, really hard to try to make sense out of it, but I would still be banging my head and I would probably be unconscious. It still doesn't make sense to me. And after reading more of this particular article, I just lost like 5 to 100 IQ points. I'm literally stupid right now, Steve.
Yeah. Why would you voluntarily choose to go to a school if you disagreed with their name or their mascot, whatever it may be? Why would you do that? Unless you had some sort of a motive that you said, I'm going to go here and I'm going to try to change that. But who does that? What kind of person does that? A normal, rational person would say, you know what? I don't like that school because of the image that they carry. I'm just not going to go there. I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to go somewhere that's more appealing to me, somewhere that I can take pride in going. Why would you spend $40,000 to $50,000 a year to go to a school that you don't even take pride in? That makes no sense.
Yeah. Makes zero sense to me too, Steve. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best part of the show, in my eyes, is when Steve just lays it down like he normally does on his Monday Night Live. Are you ready for it, Steve?
Sure.
Now, with your final thoughts from Steve.
I'm not going to go into a huge ordeal, you know, laying out a bunch of inspirational quotes or anything like that. I mean, I could do that, but there's enough in this episode of the show that I think that if you're listening to this right now, you should feel inclined to take a hard, hard stance and say, you know what, enough is enough. We have reached the apex of human society because now we're just sliding downhill. This mindset needs to be found and basically crushed is what needs to happen. We need to find the people that are going around calling every single thing under the sun is, you know, racist and offensive and all these other things. You know what? These people need to be cast out and they need to be shown exactly what they're standing for. And people need to fight back against this. And there's too much of this laughing it off, lackadaisical type of an approach. And I see it all the time where people comment and they say, oh, that's just people being stupid. Oh, people are just being dumb. You know, when you do that, all you're doing is you're making light of something that actually is a very serious problem. You're laughing it off like it's not a big deal. Oh, he's not really going to set fire to my house. He's just dumb. You know, it's like, why would you laugh off people when they're actually threatening other people and going after things? So you should never dismiss any of these things as, you know, not being credible. It's not serious or whatever, because this is the mindset that breeds very quickly. It catches on where people are intelligent and educated. They're actually being ostracized because ignorance is bliss and it is very blissful at the moment. So, you know, instead of laughing it off and just making the lighthearted situation and saying, ah, it's not a big deal. You know, this isn't going to go anywhere. This is not going to lead to anything. Instead of just dismissing it, why don't you stand up and take a hard stance on it and say, you know what, I'm going to get involved and I'm going to fight against this also. Because you can't win this by laughing things off. I mean, it's just the way it is. You know, we didn't win World War II by laughing. You know, we had to say, okay, you know what, enough is enough. You guys called down the thunder. Now you're going to get it. That's what needs to happen. We have to turn a corner in this argument against political correctness, of this lunacy that is the mental disorder that you're seeing from, you know, basically any of these stories that we're posting on our page, because it is all absolutely craziness. And the last thing that I'll touch on is, you know what, Monday, when I do my Monday Night Live, I have something really good lined up as far as topics, and I really, really encourage everybody come out and watch and be a part of that discussion, because it really, I really honestly think that Monday is going to be a good topic of discussion, and I hope that people come out and pay attention to what's going on, get a little bit of knowledge here, because I've got some good things that I can drop on you. But for all the people that share my videos and spread the message of the show, it's much appreciated. Continue to do that, because we do this for you guys. This isn't done for ourselves. We're not doing this to put ourselves on a platform. None of us none of us would be here, and you know, if this wasn't really truly important and someone needed to step up and do it. And it just so happened that we're the ones that jumped into that seat. So we're going to drive it, and we're going to drive it till the wheels fall off. But be sure to come and watch me Monday night on the Monday Night Live video, and watch the page. You'll see the post go up, and then come out and have a discussion, and hope to see you guys on Monday. Later.
Now, with your final thoughts from Farmer.
All right, guys, I'm going to kind of keep mine short and sweet also. Definitely check out Steve's live feeds on Mondays. He definitely drops a lot of knowledge. And as of late, his live feeds are getting shared 50, 60 times. Anywhere between 3,000 to 5,000 people are watching them. So definitely join on that and learn something as you do here also on the radio show on Sunday or on Saturdays at 3 p.m. for West Coast and 6 p.m. or for the East Coast. That's going to be hard for me, Steve. I'm used to saying 4:30, but definitely something that I'm going to have to program my brain. This show has, like Steve said, you know, we're not trying to be put up on platforms. I kind of chose myself to spread the word, and it's a good word. It's not a word of hate, and people out there are definitely flocking to the Beating Drum Radio Show. And for every single one of you, I want to say thank you. And I want to say thank you for the likes. I want to say thank you for the shares, and also inviting your family and friends, because that right there tells me that you believe in what Steve and I are saying and what Steve and I are doing. We do need to stand up. We need to stand up against all of this PC world stuff for what's going on. There are so many things that we could be doing better and helping in so many other ways than where we're actually helping right now. Instead, worried about a tiger. Instead, we're worried about Native American images and names in sports and also the mainstream. We have human trafficking that's running rampant. We have drugs running rampant. We have homeless people. We have so many other things that we need to worry about in this great country that we call the United States of America. So we need to band together, ladies and gentlemen, and stand up for what needs, for what's right. And if you see somebody that is saying, oh, this school is racist, or these people are racist, stand up to them and say, hey, why? Not asking for an altercation, not asking for fights or blows. Fight with knowledge. Fight with your words. Fight with education. Because maybe not nine out of ten, they'll come and see the light. I know I've done that numerous of times on Facebook and also with coworkers. So believe in what you are saying and believe in the Beating Drum, because you know what? We believe in you, because the Beating Drum is the premier Native American radio show in America that is preserving positive Native imagery in sports and mainstream. As many communities across the country have been targeted by groups like Not Your Mascot, NAACP, Black Lives Matter, and many others to change their names and icons of their beloved sports teams and or businesses by falsely claiming these names and images are racist and derogatory towards Native Americans and other cultures. It's time we bring the fight to these groups and help communities by educating them with truth and dispelling them with any and dispelling all the misinformation being presented to them. We can't do this alone. Steve and I, the Beating Drum, cannot do this alone. As every show, we reach out for your help. Call in, message us, just let your voice be heard. Don't be a couch potato. Just remember, education, not eradication of anything. And as always, in life and life in general, never back down.
Let's go. It's in the end, baby. Yeah, until the end, baby. Yeah, you know what it is. Yeah, now bang the drum like boom, 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 boom.
Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
RadioAFS.com. It's the show that educates and not eradicates. It's The Beating Drum, the premier Native American radio show that is preserving and restoring positive Native imagery in sports and the American mainstream. With your host, Farmer and Steve. Listen to The Beating Drum online at blogtalkradio.com/radioAFS, Fridays, 4:30 p.m. Pacific, 7:30 p.m. Eastern.